This is Kelly Blewett. I am absolutely delighted to be joined tonight by the renowned children's and young adult book editor, Jean Fywell. Jean wears a lot of hats. She runs her own imprint called Fywell and Friends at Macmillan, directs the Henry Holt Books for Young Readers program, and since 2013 has launched a new imprint called Swoon Reads, which is a crowdsourced imprint that we are going to be discussing today. She is also responsible for classic YA franchises from the 90s like The Babysitter's Club and Goosebumps. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you, Kelly.
Tell us about Swoon Reads and what it means to have a crowdsourced imprint.
Swoon Reads, which we launched in 2013, was meant to attract new writers who were having trouble getting published. And it was a means to sort of level the playing field and invite new talent to be read, to be rated, and commented on by readers who are on the site. And those readers are their bloggers, their librarians, their publishers, their editors. And then there is a Swoon editorial group who also weighs in. So if you submit a manuscript to Swoon Reads, the manuscript will be read and rated. And as it sort of rises up in the ratings, it will eventually be looked at also by the Swoon editorial team and possibly then be selected for publication.
So tell us a little bit about the scope. How many people are submitting manuscripts? How big is this group of readers?
Currently, we have about 400 manuscripts on the site. There are about 50,000 actual users of the site. In terms of active readers, I would say it's closer to 1,000 that regularly rate and comment. And, you know, we're hoping for more because the more readers, the better the experience. And I think that the idea here, although the goal is for these writers obviously to be published, even being on the site and having your manuscript read and evaluated by these readers is a very positive experience because you get constructive criticism that helps you as a writer, regardless of whether your book is chosen for publication or not. And we've had writers submit one, two, or three times with different manuscripts, or sometimes taking some editorial advice, which we give out in blogs as a general, you know, in a general way. We've seen people take advice, go back, revise their manuscript, and submit it again. And the most exciting thing is when we've seen a writer sort of develop, and then we end up choosing one of the books that they've written, you know, sort of third time out.
Has that happened a lot?
It has happened probably twice. And we've only been in existence, you know, since 2013, and we've only published 15 books so far, but there are close to 50 in the pipeline that will be published. And, you know, the writers that we've published have become a sort of community on in their own right, and they help each other. And the general community is a very sort of close place and a good place to learn about writing and about publishing and how it all works.
Right. I mean, we talk a lot about the writing process, and it just seems like this has a sort of baked in element to connect with other people, to get real feedback from real readers on your work, which I would imagine would be really challenging for people who are trying to kind of get started as a writer.
Well, exactly. It can be a very lonely endeavor. And if you have, you know, you could have a partner or a family or someone, friend, who is reading your material, but you really want like-minded writers to help you. I think that family and friends can be prejudiced one way or the other, which may not be good. So you want that community. I think it's enormously helpful to fall back on people who can not only comment on something, but constructively direct you in terms of how to fix something or how to, you know, move it to the next step.
Let's give a sort of concrete example about this in action. I understand that Swoon Reads will be publishing Kristen Orlando's book in January, and Kristen is an Ohio-based writer. She lives in Columbus. This is her first novel, and it's titled You Don't Know My Name. And I wondered if you could just give us a sketch of how Kristen interacted with this process, what kind of feedback she got, how it led to a publishing contract.
Yeah, I mean, the interesting thing about Kristen is that she has a friend who is an agent, you know, was a sort of, as she described her, a green agent, meaning not very well-versed in the industry. But her agent, who was somebody that she had gone to college with, I think, took the book, took You Don't Know My Name, and tried to get it to publishers and had no luck and sort of struck out. So she submitted the book to Swoon Reads. She had heard about it on Mashable. She submitted the manuscript in December. She said she had, you know, had the manuscript and written it like 2 years before and then, you know, had worked on it over the years and then had this agent sort of submit it, but then submitted it herself to Swoon Reads in December. And in March, we called her and said that she had been chosen for publication. So she was over the moon about that. I actually had read the manuscript on the site myself and was struck by how exciting. It was very different from a lot of the things we saw on Swoon Reads about a teenage assassin, so a very strong narrative drive. And I just really liked the voice. It felt real to me, and I thought, oh, she must be like the daughter of CIA agents. I mean, something about the government or something, because it felt that real. Of course, she's the daughter of two doctors. She has, you know, she's just got a great imagination. And you know, she describes this as a dream come true. This was literally the kind of phone call that is life-changing, and it has changed her life. And for the next year after the book was chosen, she began an editorial process with her editor, Holly West, and made the manuscript really, really tight and really great. She did find an agent after she was already chosen by Swoon Reads, so everything went kind of backwards. And now we've signed up two more books after the first one, You Don't Know My Name. So she's created a trilogy based on the original idea. So that's all pretty great. And she's been great to work with.
Why do you think the time is ripe for this kind of publishing model?
Because I've overseen and continue to oversee the more traditional publishing model, you know, with Fiewel and Friends and with Henry Holt and Squarefish. So I know how that works. And what I was looking for was a different way to source talent. I didn't want to be the decision maker and the only decision maker. I wanted people to bring other ideas and other kinds of personalities in writing to me and to Macmillan, because I think that there's all sorts of talent out there that has no way of getting to a traditional publisher like myself. I also wanted a different decision-making process. I didn't want to be the one that said yes or no. I wanted other people to make that decision. I wanted fans to make that decision and librarians and critics. This audience for young adult books is quite avid and quite engaged and passionate. And I thought, okay, instead of just being the ones who are reviewing the book, let them be the ones who are choosing the books. Let them make this process their own. So it's been exciting and gratifying to discovered new talent. That is all what, you know, publishers love to do, is see new voices out there. So when we find someone and when the crowd finds someone and brings it to me, you know, it's like, this is great. This is really wonderful.
It also seems like a really interesting blend of a traditional model and something that's not exactly self-publishing or fan fiction, but something that has elements of those more self-initiated processes.
It does. It does. I think that, you know, the ceding of the control, you know, to sort of share the responsibility for making the choice and allowing people into the decision-making process, you know, it takes a certain amount of confidence to let go of the absolute decision-making power to say, you know what, maybe I don't know everything. Maybe it's a good idea to hear what other people have to say and what they like. And that's really what's been so interesting about Swoon Reads. We sit around sometimes and discuss books. And, you know, sometimes my first reaction is like, oh, I don't think that's a good idea. Oh, I don't think that's going to sell. And there are seven other people in the room who say, I think this is a great idea. And that's good. I like that.
So if somebody has a manuscript and they are listening to this and thinking, oh, I do have that young adult manuscript that I wrote after work, what are the next steps? How can they get more information about Swoon Reads, kind of experiment with uploading something? Tell us
more. Yeah, it's very easy. Go to swoonreads.com and there's a button that says submit your manuscript and it'll just walk you through the process. There is no fee. There is no obligation. You know, you read the rules and regs, but it's a very straightforward opportunity. And, you know, you fill out a profile form. We want to know who you are. And that's it. You can have your manuscript uploaded, you know, in a day. There's no approval process. You can have people reading and commenting on it in 2 hours. I mean, Kristen said that she uploaded her manuscript and before she knew it, she was getting comments from people saying, you know, I read the first two chapters. I think this is great. I can't wait to keep reading it. And that's really, you know, you feel immediately encouraged and embraced. So it's easy.
Well, Jean, thank you so much for being here and sharing information about Swoon Reads with us.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me.
I've been talking with editor Jean Fywell about Swoon Reads, a crowdsourced publishing imprint for young adult books. More information can be found at our website, wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. This is Kelly Blewett.